Лишунине, откуда эрия эди вуане подкасте. And right now, Joey has a microphone, so you will listen to everyone he has to say.
I, you are listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you are listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you're 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 listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you are listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you're listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you're listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you're listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you are listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you're listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you're listening to the Area 81 podcast.
Hello, you're listening to the Area 81 podcast.
All right. Man, it's almost been a whole year, man.
Yeah, that's a trip.
Almost. I think, what did you say? It was January the last time you guys were in here? That was the last episode I did.
Doesn't even feel like that long ago.
It doesn't. And I kid you not, I told you both, like, there's people in, like, ask about you guys.
I'm honored.
Yeah. Shout out to JP. So the guy that interviewed William Hung with me,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
he says I love the Wonder Twins.
Yeah.
So if you could shout out to JP, please.
JP,
shout out JP.
Thank you for being number one fan. We appreciate it. We're here. We made it happen.
I was telling him, I go, I'm going to have them on the show, and I go, I think I called them the Cyber Twins.
Cyber?
Is the Cyber Twins?
That's a new one. All right.
And I think I called them the Cyber Twins. So he went back and listened to this other show, and he goes, yep, you called them the Cyber Twins. I think it was his show he did. And I go, oh, that's pretty cool, too.
I like that one.
Cyber Twins.
Cyber Twins.
We're back on.
Yeah. But you got people waiting for you guys to chill out. Don't have, like, a real tight show agenda. But I know when the three of us are around, it's usually a really good show anyway. So it just happens, man. You know what I mean? First things first, how your guys' year's been so far, ladies first?
It's been fast. Like, this year flew by faster than any year I've ever lived. We just celebrated Easter. It was just the new year. Now we're getting ready to celebrate the new year. Like, where did November go? I don't even know.
And November's just a blur, right? Like, November's, it's just gone. Like, it comes and it goes, and then that's it. It's all, like, downhill. Not downhill, but I mean, it's a downhill ride. Like, it's just a ride from there. Like, you just hang on. Because October, November, December.
And you're done.
New Year.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, especially because I think everybody's looking forward to Thanksgiving, right? November, like, November 1 hits, you're like, okay, the end of the month is Thanksgiving. So, like, you're kind of building up towards that. Then Thanksgiving hits, and it's like, boom, Christmas.
Yeah.
So then you're like... Ready for New Year.
And one thing is, I haven't had one tamale this year.
Stop.
What?
Not yet. December.
What is your favorite kind of tamale?
I think it's a pork. Just pork.
Pork, for sure.
Red, with the red, you know, traditional.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't grow with that. I don't like the olives.
No, I don't know about that.
Some people put a full olive in the tamale? You know what I mean?
Well, I've never had Mexican tamales with olives in them, but I know that Nicaraguan tamales have... Mm. A lot of stuff in them, olives and peppers and potatoes, and it's a meal.
It's a all whole in its meal, own.
And they're big,
wrapped.
Mm. They're bomb. If you've never had one,
really?
Are they wrapped in banana?
Yes, plantain, the green plantain leaves.
Yeah,
and so I've never had a Mexican tamale with olives though. That's a thing.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, the church I grew up in. Like at Christmas time, all the old hermanitas would sell tamales at the end of the year, right? So it was like $12 a dozen, bro. Like,
yeah,
maybe even cheaper than that back in the day. Now it was like $24-25 for a dozen, bro.
Yes,
I was like, what the heck? Bring back $5 burritos, also.
Yeah,
that'll never
like
be,
$9 now, man.
I think I'll never be back
it's
again.
Nuts.
Like $11.50 in one spot. It's just not $5 no more.
Yikes.
But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I like just traditional pork. And anyways, all I was saying, I got sidetracked. We had a lot of Mexican ladies, but there were some like Central American mm-hmm. ladies there. And so I don't know where it came from, but they would put like a whole olive in there.
Yeah. It sounds like an enchilada tamale. Like, you know, enchiladas, they have the olives on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I think of olives, I don't instantly think tamales. Yeah.
No. I think one of the hermanos was getting creative.
Yeah.
She's like, running out of, how can I spice it up this year?
We're running olives.
We're running out of carne.
They'll last longer with olives.
Put a full olive in there. We're talking about like dessert tamales. You know, like
never had that.
Yeah. So like, there's like cinnamon in the masa and stuff. I'll bring it up real quick, but we're
You've
talking about
it. Dessert tamale?
No,
I've never had a dessert tamale.
No.
I don't. I don't know if I've ever had one myself, but I know they exist.
Is it a so? I do not like sweet salty things. Is it like a sweet salty thing?
No, it's not a sweet salty. It's not even like super sweet. It's like, for instance, there's I think probably one of the most popular ones is the corn. And it's just like corn inside the masa. And it's just, I think they add sugar or whatever. It's like a sweet corn. It's like a corn tamale.
Sounds like a bland churro.
Yeah.
Churros are way better. This is like loading. It's loading up all those ads, you know, like the life story of the person who's
talking about a tamale.
Summer strawberry, pineapple, dulce de leche.
Oh, no, I've never had that.
And like, so even the masa, like the wrapping, the
leaf, whatever, outer, husk.
The husk, the shell. Look at that. I've never had one like this.
I've never had the red one. I've had a pineapple one, before. Mm-hmm.
And so they put like sugar and cinnamon in that too. And I remember there was raisins in one, bro.
Oh.
What?
And, you know, I give white people enough about raisins. Like,
why did you look at me?
Do you put raisins in your potato salad?
No!
Exactly, Chris!
I don't even like potato salad.
I didn't even say it yet.
I was thinking
that's
it.
Exactly what I was giving people about. Like, mess about it. I go, you guys put raisins in your potato salad. And most, to be fair, most white people I know, friends of mine, they're like, we don't do that. But there's somebody that does because I looked it up.
Yeah.
And there's recipes with raisins in your potato salad.
Wow. See, I would equate the raisin in the potato salad to the hermana who put the olive in the tamale. It's just, they're getting creative for no reason.
Like, I got this bag of raisins here. Let's just throw it in there.
Throw it.
Sweeten it up.
What about like chicken and apple, though?
No,
don't like that mix. I don't like that mix. Corey?
Chicken and apple in like a salad.
Like
you know,
chicken
like
salad
if you cold
with
salad. With lettuce, and then you have the shredded chicken, and then you have like small thin slices of apple or chopped apple. I don't know about that, like that apple chicken salad with like the mayo and stuff like that in there. Never had that in my life because it does not sound good.
Too spicy for her.
What is that like? Too spicy.
Too spicy. Too much flavor.
I hate mayo.
Too much flavor.
Too much flavor.
What is this mayo?
Get out.
No, there's like some weird recipes, dude. Like people, I mean. I think the weirdest thing I make, not the weirdest, but like, I like green bean casserole. A lot of people like it anymore.
No, yeah.
It's
not
like
my
an
thing.
Old dish, you know, like meatloaf. Yeah, like that's a boomer and even beyond dish.
Yeah.
Like boomers ate that as kids.
Like every night
good
for dinner.
Point. Yeah. Was it
so, because ground beef probably was super cheap back in the day and you grab a pound of it and just make it into a loaf or a can of tomato. You know, sauce on top of it,
ketchup.
And you're good.
Raisins.
Ketchup. Oh. Yeah, ketchup, bro. It is. That's literally what it is.
Oh,
ketchup.
My
yes.
Raisins. No, thank you.
I've never liked meatloaf.
That was like a classic dish. Like, there's dishes like that that just people don't like it anymore. So, mm-hmm. Green bean casserole is one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not a green bean.
Because literally, you can open cans up and just go plop, plop, plop.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
That's what they did. You know what I mean? Like, canned foods was huge, like, in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Like that was it was all
you're
about.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
So you love green bean casserole.
I do, but I make it. Well, besides the mushroom,
cream mushroom.
I make like fresh green beans. Like do the French cut,
like crispy. You know, like, nice. That makes the world of difference.
Fancy.
So 100%.
The recipe is you really undercook them, right?
Yes.
And then you blanch them.
Yep.
You throw them in ice.
So they're a little crispy.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So they're not fully cooked. Not even really cooked. Not just even barely cooked.
Just give them a little bit of that green color from the really hot water.
And then when you throw them in the oven, they're going to cook a little bit more, but they're going to be snappy.
That's a good trick. Oh, I wouldn't think about doing that. That's a really good trick.
And so, like, the fried onions go in, right? And you mix them in there first before you sprinkle them on top. But this year, I added...
bacon.
No, I maybe next year spice it up a little bit. This year I put fried jalapenos.
Ooh, fire.
Just a little bit in there.
That sounds really good.
But the ones I got were so spicy, bro. Oh, no. I'm not being a little.
No, because sometimes you don't know. Sometimes they're like pickles. Like,
that's
you
could just, true.
Sometimes like they can really
kill you. Yes. No
these
doubt.
These ones were bad.
These were pretty spicy. So I was like, I made a second batch and put less. And they came out good. But yeah, that was like,
on.
That was my, that, and then I make creamed spinach, which is also not a lot of people will eat it, but the ones that like it really like it.
Twin, do you like green bean casserole?
No, I've never really been a
You're
fan.
You're never really a fan.
Mm-mm. You like green beans? Yeah.
I do like green beans.
Yeah.
I do like green beans, but not the green bean casserole, because I was a super picky kid, so I like literally ate like the whitest of the turkey, maybe some mashed potatoes. Definitely a roll, but I wouldn't even touch like the cranberry sauce or anything like that. Like that kind of stuff, nothing.
Somebody brought a can of cranberry sauce to the one of the potlucks, and it was literally just like out the can, like plop on a plate.
Like a cylinder.
What?
A cylinder. It's like Jello, huh?
Everyone's looking at it like
so yummy.
Yay!
Can't wait to add that to my plate.
If you're listening, I love you. Yeah. So I've had. That's the thing about like work potlucks and church potlucks, and you're gonna get something that someone's like, "This is my specialty," and then it's just like,
"You're like, why?"
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, how do you respond? Like, you don't want to crush them, but like, this wasn't really special.
Like, man, I could tell you worked on this for a long time. Yeah, that's a good, I guess, making them think that you're complimenting.
That's
how I feel about
ambrosia.
That's another one.
Oh, right? Yeah,
because everybody's, that's at every potluck, and whoever brings it, they're like, this is my, you know, my recipe.
Secret recipe for my great-grandmother.
Like, literally, like, colorful, yes. Sorry, what was that? Colorful marshmallows in, like, what, whipped cream?
Jello.
Fruit cocktail from the can.
Yep, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That's what that one is. Yeah. I'm thinking of Jello salad.
I've never had Jello
salad.
That's
the old one too,
dude. Literally Jello and whipped cream.
That's all it is. At like the Chinese buffets. Like that's the dessert at the Chinese buffet.
You have Jello salad.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Yeah. See.
Yep. 100%.
Whipped cream. It's all mashed up, whipped, blended together with whipped cream.
Like strawberries. Those strawberries.
Yeah, them? Just on top though. That's the only real fruit in the Jello salad. I mean, I might.
They did that to make it fancy because normally it does not have that fresh fruit.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I might. You know what I mean? Something light. Let's see the other one over here. This one is in a mold.
Oh.
That is salad. What? That is salad.
Lemon lime vegetable salad with olives.
No.
What?
With the olives. Get out. Is that a real? That's not an olive.
Creamy lime jello salad. That does not look good. That does not look good. Yeah. The Grinch. Just Jello salad. That does not look appetizing.
Lemon lime vegetable.
They have lettuce
salad.
On that.
This one's it's on lettuce. What? It's on a giant head, like a spread out piece of lettuce.
It's a Jello mold
no.
on top of lettuce.
This one's molded vegetable salad. It's
that
like in a bowl.
Doesn't even sound.
I mean, it looks like a lampshade, like a glass stained glass lampshade, but it's got one star. The rating, one rating for one star. There you go.
They said this was terrible.
Man. Okay, so what's your favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving? We're going to go back to Thanksgiving just because last time we did post-Christmas thing, we're going to do the post-Thanksgiving thing, pre-Christmas thing. So what's your go-to Thanksgiving? Like, if it's not there, you're going to be mad.
Ooh.
You might be in a bad mood.
I got to go turkey.
The turkey?
The turkey.
There's no turkey.
Because, like, and I've gone, like, sometimes my mother-in-law, love my mother-in-law. But, like, she substituted it for, like, chicken, rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get rotisserie chicken from Costco, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Turkey's, like, once a year.
You know? And so I'm like, Yeah, like if the turkey's not there, to me, it's not Thanksgiving.
Like, when else do you do turkey?
It's true, that's though. True. That right?
You know what I mean? Like, it's the poor turkeys like live it all year long. Like, yeah, that's why they're so huge.
Said, yes, yeah.
Because like, yeah, this is the good life. They're feeding me. They're just feeding me like all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're massaging me,
literally.
And then like next thing you know, they call the turkey into the little back room and
mm-hmm. they're gone. Yeah. Turkey and bread.
Like rolls or
I'll take anything.
Just bread.
I'll take bolillos.
Oh,
I'll
take
bread. Well, because Salvadoran Thanksgiving, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but we do the, it's called pan con pavo. So it's literally, it's like a torta with the turkey in it. And you put radish and cucumber in it and all that good stuff. So to me,
yummy.
Turkey and bread, I'm good.
Nice.
I don't need all the other stuff. Just give me turkey and bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, I made a turkey this year. I smoked it.
A shizzle.
So I brined it first overnight.
Yeah.
And I smoked it. So I did it last year and I loved it. Best turkey I ever made, right? No joke. Because I don't make turkeys that often anyway. But
yeah.
Michelle said the same thing. Because everyone got sick last year. So me and her ate the turkey.
Man.
Like it was us at home Thanksgiving. Yeah. And she's like, man, this was the best turkey I ever had. And I was like, thanks. I thought it was too. But I'm like, I'm my own worst critic, you know?
Right.
So I did it again this year. Same exact way. Same exact brining kit. Same on the trailer, everything. And I'll have to bleep that out because they're not a sponsor. And it came out just exactly the same way, dude. Like, it was juicy, like, 2 days later, like, out of the microwave.
Wow.
Like,
that's how you know you did it good.
Yeah. So it came out heck of good.
So that's your new go-to that way.
Yeah, for sure. Never again. I won't even deep fry it. I won't mess with it because, like, the white meat, like, the breast way at the bottom had, like, flavor in it. Like,
man.
I didn't inject it. I didn't do anything like that. It was
just left it there.
Yeah. So
never
again will I cook a turkey any other way.
Wow, well, look at you. I'm going to have a sample next year.
No doubt. Well, the do Friendsgiving. I know things.
It was crazy this year.
It was.
For all of us.
It was. So. And then now, like, everyone's getting sick. Like, right before Christmas. At least it's before Christmas.
Yes.
You know? So.
I'm glad.
Stay healthy if you're not sick.
I'm not glad people are getting sick. But, like, I'm glad it's everybody's not going to have to be sick during Christmas. That stinks.
We got it all out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you, young lady? Cyber twin.
You know what? Tamales.
Hot tamales. Yeah.
Yeah. I like tamales. That's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have tamales. I think back pre-vegan, it was probably like rolls, mashed potatoes, and turkey.
Turkey.
But now I really like tamales, and I really like cauliflower. Like just a head of cauliflower,
really?
Roasted
raw.
Raw.
Man. Okay. No. You roasted it.
Mm-hmm. And put all the herbs on it and then olive oil and roast it. And then you usually eat that with like mashed potatoes and like a mushroom gravy and the good homemade cranberry sauce, not the canned ones.
Not the canned
one. Homemade ones because it tastes so much better that way.
For sure.
So is the cauliflower like that's sort of like the main...
That would be my turkey.
Your turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are really good. Now, tamale-wise, though, with you being vegan, what kind of filling what do you eat tamale-wise?
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower. No,
cauliflower tamale. Cauliflower and matzah.
No. Yes.
Yes.
It's, I've had a few different kinds. Uh-huh. There's one where I've had jackfruit, and then I've had chickpea.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy chickpea and mushroom and zucchini.
Mm. And I like zucchini. Really That's good. One of my favorite vegetables.
Zucchini?
Yeah. It's a vegetable, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's definitely a vegetable.
Okay. It grows on a vine. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like tomato. It's fruit.
It's true.
So where do you get, like, where's your tamale connection then? Because like, you can't just go to
sponsored.
Our...
Not sponsored.
Alteña, right? Sorry, we can't mention sponsors.
You go ahead. I'll just bleep it.
There's a couple like people that are local that make them.
That's okay.
And I go to them usually.
Wow.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Nice. Yeah.
But there's like a whole vegan community in the...
Secret underground
area that have like... There's so many connections there where I can find a lot of different
things. Oh, that's awesome.
It's very cool.
Do you have a specific dessert that you like for...
Great question.
I'm not big on dessert. Mm. Believe it
You're
or not.
You're not a sweet tooth guy.
But I'm not. I'm a savory dude. Like, that's my problem. But at least, I mean, knock on wood, like I'm not concerned with sugar diabetes, but mm-hmm. I know anyone can get it.
Yeah.
But like as far as just from eating sweets, like I'm not.
So you're not pumpkin pie, pecan pie? No?
Pumpkin pie. I'll have a slice of apple if I'm in the mood.
The worst.
Pumpkin pie is the worst.
Oh my God.
Do you love it?
I love pumpkin.
You do?
I do.
How do you say pumpkin in Spanish again?
Pumpkin.
Calabaza.
Yeah, that's right. It mm-hmm. is. It is. Oh. It is. Calabaza. Yeah, calabaza.
But technically, calabaza just means it's like squash.
Yeah.
But we call
it. So is that calabaza. Like a general? It's a like general, you just use it for
every kind of
squash.
Yeah.
Because we don't care. Latinos don't care about pumpkins, really.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't like pumpkin pie either?
Not liking the pumpkin pie.
No. Because I'm like every holiday. Michelle will eventually listen to this, but not right away. She gets all the pumpkin. She gets pumpkin pie spice creamers.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little much.
That's too much. I just, I'm not a big fan. Mm-hmm. Same thing with avocado.
Oh. Avocado creamer?
No, I'm sorry. Just avocado in general. I do like it. I will eat it. But she like always gets one at the store, like three of them.
And then they go bad.
I'm like, they go bad. They go bad. I'm like, we never finish them. They're so expensive too.
Avocados, yes.
And then she's like, oh, here's, get this. So I'll be like, you want a sandwich? She's like, yeah, I'll have a sandwich. And I put turkey, mayonnaise, cheese, mustard, bread. That's my sandwich. Yeah. And she's like, oh, there's tomatoes and lettuce and avocado. I'm like, nah.
Just that, nah. Just not even.
No. Like, oh, you can do that if you want. She gets all mad at me because I just make her sandwiches just like mine. Like,
yeah,
bread, meat, cheese, mayo, mustard. And then she's like, oh, there's, you know, sprouts and like
sprouts. Arugula. And
things
arugula.
That you will probably, arugula. That will all go bad.
Sesame seeds.
In your defense, though, because I'm very much like you. And usually when you're making a sandwich, it's because it's a quick thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yes. I don't want to bust out the cutting board and start slicing, chopping all the stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Cutting, yeah. And peeling. And
I'm even less effort than you, though, because I'm not a cheese person. I don't like cheese. Mayo and meat on the bread.
That's it?
That's
no
it.
Lettuce?
Yes. No lettuce.
What?
I got just the meat and the bread and mayo.
What's on your sandwich? What do you eat?
I usually get
vegan cheese. Or you don't? Do you not do vegan cheese?
It depends on the sandwich. If I'm making a vegan turkey sandwich, then I'll put cheese on it. Usually.
Tell me if this sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
Tomato.
Yes.
Heirloom tomato.
Yes.
Olive oil.
Sure. If it's toasted,
vinegar.
Maybe.
Good
vinegar?
Point. Toasted.
Vinegar. I'm not so sure.
I love vinegar on tomato. For some reason, like it brings balsamic? Out the flavor. No, like red wine vinegar, just red vinegar.
Oh. It brings out the flavor. Maybe it's
toasted. Olive oil, salt, pepper, oil, and vinegar.
That's it? With just tomato?
No.
A lot of vinegar and oil and
okay.
A tomato.
Sprouts.
Okay, yes.
Lettuce, too.
Yes.
But like a
nice lettuce.
Mix, a spring medley almost.
Okay, yes.
You know? And cucumbers.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Just name your vegetables.
Calabasas. Yes.
Take it.
Raisins.
Potatoes. Potatoes. Raisins. Greens. Beans. Potatoes. Tomatoes.
That's so good.
I don't know. I was just trying my hand at vegan. So I was really quick. I was telling some friends of mine, I have like this podcast community, and we like feed off each other, and we go on each other's shows, and we, you know. And I'd want to do this thing. It's called 30 days, like 30 days. So like it's 30 days of no caffeine or 30 days of, I would probably try vegetarian first.
Mm, wow.
Ease the way.
But
ease the way.
Like different way, different things, lifestyles, many excluded, but like different, like, you know what I mean? Just to try for 30 days and see how it does.
Broaden your horizons.
Minimum walk a mile every day. Like, just to see, nice. Like, you know what I mean? Just to see, like, that's just throwing things out like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I might need to pick your brain eventually here.
Sure.
About stuff. Definitely. Where to get stuff.
But you got to go vegan then, 30 days.
At least you'll have my support. I'll be like, yeah.
See all the connections.
Anna's jumping in.
She has a ball of knowledge. And sometimes she'll surprise me with some stuff. Be like, this is vegan. Like, I enjoyed that. And I do. She's got some
there's stuff actually there. Some pretty good vegan stuff, like, in this world. And vegan recipes that if you ate it, you would never know. You would
your
really
cauliflower
never know.
Wings, fire.
delicious, cauliflower, really, everything.
Yeah.
Speaking of sandwiches, I wanted to transition here. Perfect transition. To like theme parks, Disneyland, Great America, right? Like
Six Flags.
Sandwiches? Six
Flags. Yeah. Yes. Sandwiches. So growing up, like we'd all go. The cousins would go. My tios, tias would go. My family.
I think I know what you're going to.
And it was like, we're not going to eat in the park. Yeah. So they brought like ice chests.
Yes.
Oh, the ice chests.
One family had the sodas. Nice. One family had the sandwiches. One family had whatever it was. And like halfway through the day, we're going to meet here at 12. Everyone met in the front of the park, went out to the parking lot, and cracked open those sandwiches. And they were like all on ice, bro. Like floating in the water.
In the parking lot.
Floating in the water. Oh. And it was just bologna, cheese, and mayo.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So we'd all do that. And I was cracking up because there was this thing on Instagram somebody posted, and it was a guy talking about that. He's like, I just wanted a churro. But no. He's like, but no. He's like, I'm over here dreaming about a churro. He's like, we're eating sandwiches in a circle. And that's exactly what it was. It was so funny, dude. Like,
yes.
Like, I always kind of like, would say my parents would always do their best and like take us places and stuff. And they had to like stretch, you know, like they had to make ends meet.
Right.
And my mom had to work like so many jobs, dude. Like she worked, she told me, I forgot. I was like, yeah, I remember when you were doing this, mom. She's like, yeah, I did that for 2 weeks. And then I got a job over here doing this. And
yeah,
like,
hustled.
She was hustling. But we'd always manage to, you know, go to Disneyland once a year or go to here, you know, here, there, get Christmas presents. So, to that, I know my mom's probably listening. Hi, mom. But like we never realized it growing up. But like growing up, you're like, wow, like they did sacrifice a lot. But there's memories that like we'll never forget.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Eating a cold, soggy bologna sandwich in Great America's parking lot. Like we didn't care. Like we were Great America. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It was just a good memory. And what's a memory you guys have at a theme park that like with your, you know, with your parents or with family or with even maybe now, even like if you have one now, you know?
Definitely the sandwich thing, because I definitely remember like going with my cousins to Great America and my mom would be like, okay, let's go back to the car. We couldn't eat like anything in the park. We had to eat whatever was in the car. It was always like usually turkey sandwiches. Sometimes if we were lucky, we'd get some like Lay's potatoes chips.
That was the splurge.
Always usually bottle of water or like Capri Suns because they came in like the big old pack. But like, yeah, I remember that like a lot.
So the thing as a kid, we never went to theme parks.
Mm.
Two parts. I was deathly afraid of rides.
That's right.
But my parents, they're like, why are we going to take you? We just walk around.
Right. Purse holder.
Right. And then my sister was deathly afraid of mascots. Anybody in a mascot.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like a double negative there. Yeah. Now that I'm a parent, I'm like, oh my goodness. We made that miserable for them. Which is right. Legitimately, I can count on one hand, how many times we went to a theme park. And it was Great America, like, twice because we lived in the area and it was accessible.
The Smurfs come out. It's like, ah! Yeah.
And so I kid you not. I mean, it could be the kiddiest ride, but I'd be like, Mom, no. Because you don't know if he flips the switch and it goes faster.
Oh,
I can't
my
do it.
Gosh.
And I would psych myself. Oh, Mom, like, this is a little apple that turns in a circle. Why don't you want to jump in the apple? I'm like, Mom. Because what if something happens and it breaks and it starts spinning faster and faster and faster?
Dang.
And so I was afraid, and so we never went. I didn't want to go on rides. Yeah. Even as an adult, I didn't want to go on rides until we went to Disneyland as young adults, and I finally tried rides, and I,
you know, you're okay. I'm alive.
Yeah. Right? I didn't die.
So
for me, my memories with theme parks now are just recent with, you know, now that I'm older, because we never went. But with the two times we did go, we had sandwiches. Yeah, I think it's a given, right?
Yeah,
it's heck of funny. Even when we went to Disneyland last time, we went recently again, but last time we went before that, like we bought one churro and the boys split it, but only because like they don't need a whole like especially Ethan, he does not need a whole anything with sugar.
Yeah.
So like we're gonna get other stuff too. We're gonna get food. And
right.
But yeah, they snapped it, measured it. Joel made sure it was to the millimeter. You know, he was doing this and cut it down the middle. And do you have a knife, Dad? I'm like, oh, I don't have a knife.
Not in Disneyland.
No. So you just had a recent trip too, right?
Yeah, we went a couple weeks ago. It was nice, man. It was nice.
It was all Christmased out and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was transitioning, but it was like mostly Christmas. Like Small World was closed, but I mean, it's all right, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not.
It's You're not bummed. You didn't miss too much. You didn't miss the, yeah.
Like the guy. We got on the first day we got there. We left like at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning because I wanted to get there like at check-in. Because we stayed at the Pixar or whatever it's called now. It's Pier, Pixar now, but it was
Pier one?
Paradise Pier. Yeah. Now Pixar, whatever.
No, Pixar Pier. And so we checked in and then we gave them our bags. Like, we're going to go to the park. So, well, yeah, because you get admission to the park. So we went in and it was packed.
Dang.
It was Sunday. It was packed, yo. It was just like, and I've never been in either park when it was that packed.
Really?
It can be a lot.
I don't know exactly what it was that day. I don't know, holiday, vacation, school, whatever, but it was like miserable. Like, we ended up getting on like a few rides and like bouncing.
Dang.
I'm like, you're going back to the hotel.
Yeah.
I just went back to the, they went swimming in the hotel, and it was good because they were refurbishing it or remodeling it. Refurbish. And so like they were calling people saying, hey, we want to move you to the Disneyland hotel.
Oh, wow.
And I go, and I'm on the phone. I go, can you call me back? And the guy's like, no, once we hang up, that's it. And I just kept hearing like Michelle, like, you did what?
For sure.
You know what
you
I mean?
You changed, like, the plan.
From like, it's mostly Pixar at this point. It was like a week before they like officially called it Pixar Pier. And I'm like, like, this is a great offer, but like, it's closer to the theme parks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, a quarter of a mile or whatever it is. And maybe not even that, but, and I'm like, no. Like, I would not hear the end of it. Like,
yeah, especially something went wrong, right?
Boys,
just whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm like, absolutely.
Then the boys, like, I thought we were going to Pixar.
Yeah.
Like, no.
You made the right call.
Let me back. And so I made the call. I'm like, nah. Like, and Disneyland's a nicer one. Disneyland's a nicer one. So it goes like Pixar, the Disneyland one, and then the Grand Californian.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's nuts.
That one is dope, though, right?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It is.
And so anyways, the boys, we had a great time. I mean, we were barely at the hotel. Mm-hmm. We did go back to, like, chill, like, at noon, nap, and then we're going to go back.
You go back, yeah.
It's 3 o'clock, you know? Yeah. So we went back and then stayed until it closed. I must admit, okay, so the prices of the food, not bad.
It's not.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And the food actually is not bad either.
No, it's very good. You find the good stuff.
The desserts and the drinks and every little thing they have is, like, really well thought out, I guess.
It's part of the experience.
It is. And if I'm going to pay that much money to get in, it better be.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like, it better be. But yeah, the crowd control is horrible there.
It is bad.
Like, I miss COVID.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, when they were making people, like, make reservations, like, you have to make a reservation still, but it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't even think they just open it up to anybody. Right. Like, anybody can make a reservation, you know?
Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
Anybody can make a reservation. And so that was it, though. The next day was better. And then the next day was better. We went for 4 days. Like,
that's fun,
I was
though.
Like, if we're going to stay at the hotel, we're just going to go.
Like, you enjoy it.
Yeah.
For a blast, right? 4 days was too much, though.
Really?
Like, yeah. I think in the park, anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we should have went, like, 3 days in the park and had, like, 2 days and 1 day of rest and then go back the last day type thing. But I think... The package we bought was like just 4 days, like four Dang. Days in the park, 4 days in the hotel. Like, it was a lot of walking, dude.
Yeah, I can
it
imagine.
Was a lot of walking.
I bet.
It was a lot. 4 days. I've never done anything park for 4 days. I was hurting.
I can't even imagine.
I had the wrong socks too. Like,
no, that's the worst.
Like cotton socks, like not good for walking in. Like the ones that are like blend, you know, like
yes.
runner socks or walker socks or whatever, they're sport.
At least dry fit, Nike dry fit.
Oh man. I just bring
in cotton.
Dude, so my feet were just swamped. Like my heel was like rubbing raw, like you could feel it.
Ouch.
Yeah, I was like, no bueno. But I kept saying, you know, like people cutting you off and there's people walking in front of you and like people are rude, you know? And like, don't show it. Like, don't show your kids that you're not having the greatest time.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So that was the best part of it. And then Joel, we got on a credit coaster together. Like, so he's starting to get on bigger rides now, right? Yeah. So we've been talking about it. He goes, next time I'm going to get on the Incredicoaster.
Oh.
Excuse me. I'm like, cool. So, like, you want to do it? He's like, yeah. So he was kind of hesitant, but he did it. My first time on it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was it was fun, dude. I liked it. It was cool. And so his mom was going to go on with him, but he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, send him out.
So I thought he was chickening out, but he wasn't. He had to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
So.
That's my next one I want to try.
You could do it, dude.
He liked it, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You could do it.
You think?
Yeah, even like that first takeoff is not that bad.
It looks really intense.
You would have a lot of fun doing it. Because you always are like, I don't know, I don't know. And then you have a stinking blast every time. And then want to continue to write it over and over.
No, it's true. And that's why, like, I like shout out to you, Twin, because that's what really encouraged me to start riding rides. And like, for example, we just went to New Zealand for Thanksgiving and I had a dad fail because so I remember always being afraid of rides, right? And then I remember like how fun it was when I actually did it and how bummed I was, like how many things that I miss out on,
right? Yeah, yeah.
So Chloe, who's 5, she's now like tall enough to ride the rides.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so we went in the summer. Okay, we went in the summer, and it was her first time being eligible to ride the rides. And so I was like, you have to go on Space Mountain, right? Because to me, that was a very vivid ride.
Yeah.
For those of you, I think we've talked about it before, but my first time roller coaster was Space Mountain.
Oh, really? That was the first one, right? That's right, that's right.
Right, and I chickened out, but she was like, you got to do it. So I did it, and it was the best thing ever. So I'm like, I don't want my kids to miss out on that. Harper loves it. That was she's down for the cause. Chloe's not. Our summer trip in July... She rode it for the first time and was fine. She said she didn't really like it.
Yeah.
But she didn't cry. So I was like, okay, next time we come, I'm going to push her again. So she was very adamant that she did not want to ride the big rides when we went for Thanksgiving. She was very adamant about it. I was like, okay. I was like, you don't have to. I won't force you. Well, we get in line for Space Mountain. She's like, I don't want to ride it, Dad. I was like, okay. We're waiting. I was like, Chloe, Mama, try it. You know, I was like, I don't want you to miss out on these memories. I don't want you to miss out. Like, I missed out on a lot because I didn't want to try it. I said, I promise you, we'll be with you. And Yvonne was like, I'll sit next to you and I'll hold you. And so, poor thing, I felt so bad.
Oh,
she was
no.
Like, she was going back and forth and she finally agreed to it. I was like, I'm so proud of you, Mama. You're going to do it.
Oh, no.
Yay, yay, yay. We get on the ride. I'm sitting with Harper. We're just having a blast cracking
oh,
up.
Oh, no.
The ride stomps and Chloe's crying hysterically.
Oh.
Hysterically crying. And even Yvonne looks at me and she's like, that was miserable. Like, you know, she didn't say it out loud, but I could tell her eyes. Because Yvonne's the one holding her, hearing her. And so she was just crying.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I pushed it too much. You know, like, it was like a dad fail for sure.
Yeah.
My motive was based on, like, my chances, right?
Right, yeah.
But I was like, oh my gosh, Alex, like... She was so crying. I was like, Mom, okay, what can I buy you? I was like buying her all kinds of stuff. And like she was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could definitely see that like I did a little bit of emotional damage.
Emotional
damage. So I'm hoping she gets the courage to try again.
It may take a while.
I know.
So I did that to Ethan.
You did.
But we did that Great Wolf.
On the water side.
So yeah, there's like this big inner tube, like this big tube, like family tube, right? And it's huge. And poor Ethan, he's right next to me. And I go, oh yeah, it's not that crazy, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Well, the first dip into that big cone looking thing.
That one's a little intense.
It is intense. And I go, this isn't the crazy one. It was the crazier one of the two. I messed up.
Yeah.
So that first dip into the cone, you know, you're like, whoa.
And you go all the way back
in the dark, right? And so since I'm the heaviest one in this inner tube, I'm leading the way. Like I'm like pulling everybody down. You know what I mean? Like the heaviest person is going to be down.
Yeah.
So Ethan's has his back turned like me. Basically, he's like here, you know, and we're going backwards. And then we hit the water and it just goes boom, and just like waves over him, right? And he's screaming, crying, dude. Like, he's
screaming. Ah! Yeah. And you throw in the water, like that's, you know, disorienting and
yes. And so we come out of the tube at the end, and everyone's just like looking because Ethan's like, they can probably just hear somebody shrieking coming down the tube, dude, like crying. And they're probably thinking, like, this kid lost an arm.
Yeah.
He fell out the tube.
Something. And then he just comes out crying, dude. And I'm like, oh.
Messed up.
So he was, so after that, so before that, we went to Disneyland. He rode Space Mountain. He rode Big Thunder Railroad. He rode everything at Disneyland that wasn't Matterhorn, like everything else at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Then after that event, he like was like, I don't want to go on that. So it took 19, like 3 years, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Dang.
See, that's the sample I'm in, man. And it's a
sucky
feeling. Like, I'm like, dang.
But to his, he does go on like the little roller coasters. Like he does now, he did this time. But before he would go on like the little coasters, like, you know, like the little kid ones that go up, they just go around. He would do that. So I'm like, it's not much worse than that. Like you used to go on this when you were four. You know, I was like, you were like barely tall enough to get on this, you know, so.
Yeah.
Same thing. Space Mountain, he could do it, but he's just not like in love with it.
Yeah.
It is a weird one though, because it's not scary, but you can't see it. And it's not like, I can't see.
I think that was the issue.
It's like a little anxiety, like what's coming up.
Right, yeah.
But it's not that bad, but it's dark.
It's so fun though.
It is a good one.
That ride is like so fun.
Have you rode like when they do the overlays, like
Star Wars and stuff?
Yeah.
That was so fun.
They have a Halloween one too.
I haven't seen the Halloween one.
Yeah, but yeah, supposed to have a Christmas one too. But I think they skipped it this year.
Yeah, no, because we were there and it wasn't Christmas.
Mm-hmm. They'd bring it out like once in a while, kind of like the McRib.
The McRib.
Still have yet to try that. I gotta try that.
Oh, fire!
Tuan, I feel like you could eat it because it's not real meat.
Oh my god.
It's not me. Sure. It ain't me.
I know.
Yeah, so that's where we were at last time. But Ethan still, he got on the swinging gondolas at the California Adventure one.
Oh, those are scary.
Heck of scary.
Those
bro.
Are scary.
He got on that.
I don't even like going on those kind of
things. There's a picture of him on it. He's like this, like.
Oh.
Like his hands like this in his lap. And like you can see like my hands in the screen, like gripping the screen.
Yeah, I don't know if I could write that.
That was pretty intense. That one, I'm not gonna lie. To me, it was kind of scary just because of like the swinging. Like, yeah, it's a little much.
No, I can't do that.
Like, I would probably say that I would probably because I haven't gone on Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
That's a no go.
Yeah,
you love that. Is that your favorite Disneyland ride? What's your favorite Disneyland ride?
I would have to say probably that just because I love droppy feels. So, like, I loved Drop Zone as a kid. I love all those, like, dropping rides.
The Drop Zone?
Like, mm-hmm. Because I like that feeling. I'm not a huge fan of, like, the loops and stuff like that. Because I always am, like, banging my head on the little headrest things that are right there. But I love the drops. I love the dips. I love...
So you like feeling like you can't breathe because that's what I'm afraid of. I don't like that feeling.
You like feeling like you can't breathe.
That's why I don't like those drops because I panic. I'm like, I'm not breathing. I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because it gives me like that adrenaline, like, I can't breathe. I'm going to fly out of this thing. That's kind of scary to think about, but.
Gosh. Okay, so check this out. I found this.
This is literally why I won't go on it. Yes, I see this is exactly it.
Oh, this guy has the ride just opened out here. So he's a news reporter.
See?
They're getting air, dude.
No, like, they're floating. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Air. Why would I want to feel that?
Wait for it.
That is me, and that's you, twin, back there dancing.
Yes. And there's like nothing to hold on to.
No.
Yeah.
Like, not it's really anything bar. To hold on to.
They're like cracking up at him.
He said, I'm done. It's like not even halfway over at this point. This guy's.
That's me. Is this? A-
Oh wow! You can look up, and then it just drops.
So literally, that's all it is, you guys. It's dropping.
It's literally dropping the whole time.
But it also shoots you up fast.
Yes.
Oh my god! So that's two no-goes.
I remember my mom, when that ride first opened in Disney World, I was probably like 7 or 8. we went to Disney World for vacation.
Dang, Florida?
And, and I believe it was when, like, Epcot was, like, kind of, like, things were just kind of new out there.
Yeah, no, that's new.
It wasn't like it was, like, brand new, but it was pretty new. And that ride was new. And I wasn't tall enough to go on it, but my mom really wanted to go on it. My mom really wanted to go on it. My mom's a huge, like, roller coaster person, too. And so she went on it, and I remember being so scared, looking up at the tall tower and thinking, like, my mom's going to die. I was, like, I'm scared that my mom was going to die.
Dang. Did she love it?
But she loved it, yeah.
I'm sure. Your mom's cray-cray.
She is. But she doesn't, like, if you were to tell her to go on, like, one of those now, she'd go on it, but she does not like that feeling.
Yeah. Like, why do you do it? That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. Why do it?
Yes.
For the memories.
Mm-hmm. It's all it has to be, Chris, because this is the one ride I haven't done. Maybe one day. Look at this guy. He's grabbing the guy next to him. There's laughing at him. Look, they're enjoying it. They must not like this guy. Get your hands off. I'll give him a...
No. Look at look at his head stuff. It's floating. Yeah, that's like zero... No.
Yeah.
My body's not meant to do that.
So you guys never went on VMAX?
No.
No.
Never? At the Mystic Water Slides?
Mm-hmm.
That thing, the heck at all?
Mm-hmm.
Heck no. You did?
Oh, yes.
I feel like you could fly out of that thing.
It was scary. It was like you could fly out. It was like, I forgot how many stories I said it was. 7 or something.
You could literally see it from Highway 120.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I'm like, why would you climb up there?
So we're talking about the old Manteca Water Slides.
Yeah.
World famous, because a lot of people from out of state used to know. Mm-hmm. You say you're from Manteca, they're like, oh, the water slides.
Oakwood Shores.
Yeah. And so, there was like, at the time, it was like the world's tallest water slide or something like that, world's steepest or something like that at the time. Yeah. And it was huge. And it almost looked like you were falling straight down.
Oh, that is so scary. Did you go on it, Jay?
No.
You never went on it?
No.
No. You did, Twin.
Oh, yes.
Like, you loved it.
I loved it. Every summer, and you would be so lucky if there wasn't a line. Sometimes there was like a huge line. One time, my cousin almost fell off of it.
Oh, my gosh.
What did that feel like? Was that like a...
Like a drop feel. But it was just constant for like, you know, it felt like a long time. You're just falling.
As you're having water splashed in your face?
Water like, can't even breathe. Right.
That's
your stomach's going to your neck. Got a big old wedgie after.
Dude, I can't picture you flying down that thing. I cannot.
It was so much fun though. Like, it was a lot of fun.
So look at these guys' faces. They're straight fear, bro. Look at this guy. He's not enjoying himself. Look at this guy here. Oh, he's floating. He's like, I'm floating.
Mm-mm. Okay, if we ever do like a couple's trip, you guys have to go on with
no,
me.
That's definitely not. There's no way.
Oh, look at that guy. He is not having fun. That's me, dude.
There's no way, Twin. Those are like my two least most or my most look fearful stuff. Things.
He's trying so hard.
Is he
his
stuff
happy?
Floating?
That's what I'm saying. Those are my most fearful things. Feeling like he can't breathe and then feeling like I'm going to throw up.
Look at that.
But like, okay. What? You know the little dips in roller coasters?
Yes.
You love it.
Because they're like 2 seconds. Like, I go,
yeah, for sure.
And then,
for sure.
But the whole ride itself, I wouldn't even say like maybe a whole minute.
Maybe.
Right? The ride itself, maybe a minute long.
But they mix in, like, I can do sharp turns. Those are fun. Sharp turns. When I start feeling that feeling in my stomach and I can't breathe, that's I freak out. I'm like, I'm going to die.
So this guy didn't buckle a seatbelt.
Oh, no.
Oh, now you want to
You're going to make me not want to go on anything.
No.
That's a lie.
No.
No, he doesn't even have legs. Does he have legs?
It's on the news and everything.
No.
This was before, I guess there was a time when the ride would still function without seatbelts being clicked in. Watch.
No, nope.
That's not real.
Watch.
Photoshop.
No,
that's real.
No, it's not.
It is real. The dude is...
How do you get back in that seat?
Because it's dark. Watch him. He comes out of his chair. Look at him. He's floating.
Oh, no.
What do you think would happen? I mean, think about it.
Fly out the window.
Well,
he wouldn't. He'd fly straight up and down.
I would have died of a heart attack.
Look at that, bro.
Oh, my God.
What?
There's one more.
Watch, they stopped it.
Is he not
they
even in the picture?
Catch it when he's flying?
Look at him.
Oh my god.
Look at this.
Wow.
So now Disneyland's talking to him. They stopped the ride and kicked him off.
Heck yeah, they kicked him off.
Mm-hmm.
He's already banned for life.
True. What the?
Yeah.
All calm about it.
Uh-huh.
Oops. I don't know what that video was. But yeah, that's so that's crazy. That. That's pretty.
So we in conclusion to that,
yes,
we
yes.
will go, we will ride, and we will wear our seatbelts. And no. you guys will enjoy it, and you guys will like it. And if you don't like it, I'll buy you a churro.
I'd need a lifetime.
That is a small. Churros are $5 at Disneyland. $5 at Disneyland.
A Dole Whip. A pickle.
What is your favorite Disneyland food?
You know what I always get, but I always kind of regret, is a corn dog.
No, that's so boring.
It is boring.
Yeah.
But when we like, we first get there and you're like, corn dog.
That's what you smell?
That's not what I smell.
Okay.
No.
I wasn't going to say it. So if you stay at the hotels, you can go in through like this little secret side entrance. So there's a little secret side entrance coming from.
The monorail?
Going into DCA.
Okay.
Yes. So it's by the Grand California, I think.
Yes, the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a gate, a wrought iron gate. You scan your card, your guest card, mm-hmm. and then you walk like 100, 250 feet. And then there's like a bush, and then there's like the people that scan your tickets and security right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no line.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you walk in there, you come out next to the corn dog castle in DCA. And then I was like, corn dog.
Gotta have one.
But it was so filling. I missed out on so much after that. I didn't have room for nothing.
You know what my problem is when I go to theme parks? And maybe it stems from childhood and sandwiches. But now I feel like I need to buy
one of everything. All the food. That's like, so you.
I like, want to buy one of everything.
I
want
to try you. That. I need to try
you
that.
Take two
I don't even care if I'm full right now. I need to try it. Like, yes.
No, see, I want to do that, but I was too full.
Yeah, you need
like I wanted
no
the mac and cheese and the cone from you know the little cone,
the cozy cone,
cone. I wanted to try the you know everything, and I just couldn't. I was like, corn dog overload. It was too much.
See, my problem would be I'm gonna try it anyways.
Yeah,
even if I'm hecka on overload.
But I think because you're okay, like you take a bite and you're like, okay, that was good, and then you're like, I'm
yeah,
done.
But how much money have I wasted doing that?
I mean, it is true.
Like, $9.90.
Who went to Legoland and Ryan bought all this stuff? And he's like, yeah, Corey wanted this and this. She like tried it. And Ryan, then there's Ryan
eating all the rest of it.
He's like, I knew
and
it.
And he will, too. You know,
of course.
He's not well, even
he's not letting it go to waste.
I was complaining because he was sharing with me, too. Like, yeah. I'll try some.
Yeah. It's like the movies, like when people have breakfast. It's like, oh, you're done for breakfast. And there's like eggs and bacon and toast. And gotta catch the bus. And
yeah, I was like, we got to go to
school. Like,
one sip of orange juice.
There's food on the table still. Nah, we don't waste food here.
No, we don't waste.
But yeah, so, and not only that, but I wanted to go on like rides. And if I have a full stomach,
food,
I'm not really feeling
it. That's a bad combo.
Yeah.
What about you, Tim? What's your favorite Disneyland food?
I really like the pineapple spears.
Those are good.
Those are a good snack.
Yeah, no, they're good.
Like the good snack food there. And then I love a good churro. They're not vegan, but I love them anyways.
Okay. You can have one.
And there's a cauliflower sandwich that I like, but I don't think they sell it anymore.
Mm. That's the thing about them is they change their menu the time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like for the holidays or, you know, whatever it is, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas time. There's always something new.
That's true.
I do feel like they're adding more vegan options, though.
They are.
Like, it's becoming really like.
I love their mint juleps.
Those are so good.
They're so good. I have to have one every time we go.
Yeah. And they have different flavors in the season. Like they'll have a watermelon mint julep. Those are so good. If you go like summertime, sometimes they'll have that. So good.
So what's your favorite?
I just recently got on like the past two trips. I love the beignets.
Yeah, they're good.
So good.
You know what's funny? I'm sure you noticed it too.
Uh-huh.
All in that area, there's like powdered sugar all over the floor.
Oh, yeah.
From everyone like stopping and eating it.
Yeah.
It's like just powdered sugar everywhere.
Yeah. Inhale it. Like I go to take a bite and I'm like.
Like Glozell and the Cinnamon Challenge over that chick.
Yes. powder up my nose, everything.
So that's been my recent.
Those are good.
I used to be, I love churros. I still love churros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think I got so many of them. And now that I tried beignets, I'm like, that's my new thing.
Try something new. The mint juleps are good, though.
Mint juleps are very good.
I had one last time. So what is it actually, like lemonade with mint and...
Yeah, I think
and
it's
then,
like
and
a...
And then some kind of... It'll, they'll add some kind of juice or flavor. Like,
was it never know how to say that word.
Grenadine?
That's cherry, isn't it? Is grenadine cherry?
Yeah. But do they add like a splash of it in there?
Not in normal mint. Not in traditional mint juleps.
I have a book.
You have a mint julep book?
No, it's not. It's like
that's what I was going to say.
It's a Disneyland drink. Oh, and stop. I think it has some food items, but it's recipes. So you can make those.
What date traditional are we looking at? When did this book come out?
I'm not sure. I got it at TJ Maxx, but they have mint juleps in there. I believe they have Dole Whips in there. They have like, it's a pretty thick book. I'll have to show it to you guys, but
please, I would love, that's so dope. Yes.
That's cool.
I'm excited right now.
We need to see the book.
I need this book, right?
I got it because I was like, I need to know how to make a mint julep because they're so good.
Have you got it down or
no? No, I have not even tried to make it.
How long have you had this book?
Like a couple years probably.
Oh my God. I think we should have a mint julep party.
Mint julep party.
Yep.
Mint
julep party. I'll bring lemonade, drink some mint leaves.
Oh, you know what? It must be pretty recent because I believe it has the green milk and the blue milk.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you if it had that in there.
I believe it has
What the heck is it, though? I didn't try it.
Oh, it's so good. It's hit or miss. I don't know. I loved it. You liked it?
I liked it, yeah. Okay. I like the blue one better than the green one.
I didn't even try the green one. I love the blue one. I got like a couple of them.
Really?
How would you describe it?
Coconutty to me, like it has like a coconut maybe base with a little bit of fruity, maybe a berry.
So it's like coconut milk or coconut water?
I don't even think it has milk. It's not.
Yeah, no, it's not milk. It's not milk.
But it's a.
It's tropical, like coconutty, fruit punchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and but it's a thick like slushy consistency, but not like icy. It's more like a thick. I can't even. Really good.
Not milkshake. Somewhere in between a milkshake and an icy.
Yes.
Blend like a blended drink.
It's very refreshing. It's really good. It's
like
not
a
what
rebel,
you would think.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a rebel from
great.
From Dutch.
Good call. Okay. Good call. But boom.
Nice.
You gotta try it next time.
Nice. I'm trying to think what other I don't know if I get any other drinks, like specialty drinks over there.
I don't think I've ever had a Dole Whip.
I had one this last
trip.
They're
so classic.
Yeah, they're good.
I wasn't impressed. Like, they're good. Okay.
It's just pineapple,
not worth that
it's like
line.
A pineapple soft serve,
literally.
Right?
Not worth that line, though.
Not at all.
That line is always way too long.
However, they have a mango chamoy Dole Whip, but the line was too long, so I couldn't try it.
Oh.
I know. But definitely not impressed by Dole Whips. Like,
there's
cool.
No mobile order for that?
No, that one you have to walk up to the actual window.
Yeah, mobile order would be crazy for just Dole Whip.
Yeah. Shout out the pineapple spears, though. That was a good call. Those are really good.
It's a refreshing snack, Cor. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
They are
cold.
They are
cold?
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They have them on ice buckets, man.
Right in that, like, when you walk by on Main Street, I think that's the first time you see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you grab
yeah.
that little, the little package.
It's crunchy, cold, juicy.
Always sweet, never off. I have never had a bad pineapple spear from there.
That's true.
Wow.
Delicious.
It's like they taste it first before they package it.
Somebody,
Yep, good.
There's a Hawaiian like, yeah, bro.
Hawaiian?
Yeah, bro. No, bro.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yes. When I first walk into Disneyland, though, I smell popcorn and I smell waffle cones.
Yep.
Main Street.
Like dessert, popcorn-y.
Yeah.
So good. Do you like the popcorn from there? You don't need popcorn.
No, not really.
Ethan's got
to
have it.
We have to.
That's Ethan's thing, dude. Personally.
In general, huh? You don't
like my idea of walking through Disneyland is not walking with a bucket of popcorn. It's like just the little treats that you find along the way.
And they do have a lot of sweets. Like in the bakeries there, like
there's too many.
My gosh.
I'm like, a sweets person, so I love all the sweets.
Yeah. Ethan has to have popcorn. Like he was almost in tears. He's like, when can I have popcorn?
We do. At least once we have a popcorn.
My hardest part about popcorn is you know how much it costs, really.
Yes.
Dang, you're a good point. I don't even think of that, because if I do, I would never buy it.
Do you know how much it really costs for that bag of popcorn? But
like,
is it worth it to bring joy to the kids and yourself? Exactly. That's going to do it for this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed it so far. We're moving on to the next show, which will come out later on, I at the end of this week, hopefully, and where we finish our conversations about some very interesting things. We play a couple games and wrap it up with a whole lot more fun. So special thanks to the Wonder Twins, Chris and Corey, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to download the next episode when it comes out. Peace.